From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 8th, the day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing, Bitcoin forms golden cross as $3.8 billion in ETF inflows fuel bullish momentum. Institutional inflows and technical signals suggest potential for significant Bitcoin gains, but historical patterns warn of possible short-lived momentum. The post Bitcoin forms golden cross as $3.8 billion in ETF inflows fuel bullish momentum appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, second, from UPI Top News, Argentina to file criminal charges complaint in Falklands dispute. This website is using the security service to protect itself from online attacks. The action you just performed triggered the security solution. There are several actions that could trigger this block, including submitting a certain word or phrase, a SQL command, or malformed data. You can email the site owner to let them know you were blocked. Please include what you were doing when this page came up and the Cloudflare Ray ID found at the bottom of this page. Up next, third, from the Hindu Top, provide every possible assistance to flood-affected families, CM Yogi. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, upon returning from a visit to the heavy rainfall-affected Chitrakoot district, held a meeting with senior officials on Sunday, September 06, 2026 to review relief and rehabilitation operations. And then, fourth, from Channel News Asia, King Charles clarifies status of Prince Harry and wife, Meghan, after their return to the UK. Prince Harry and Meghan will continue to refrain from using their royal titles as they have done since stepping back from official royal duties in 2020. King Charles Roman III has reiterated that Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan, remain non-working members of the royal family following their return to the United Kingdom. A letter sent on behalf of the King to senior government officials said the couple will continue to refrain from using their royal titles as they have done since stepping back from official royal duties in 2020. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets, high-speed trader AlphaGrep turns to bonds after India bank curb. AlphaGrep Securities PVT, one of India's largest high-frequency trading firms, is turning to the bond market for funding after the nation's central bank tightened banks' exposure to trading firms that use their own capital. Up next, sixth, from NTR Business, what to know about Canada's escalating trade war with the U.S. Toronto, Canada struck back at U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday with tariffs on about $20 billion worth of U.S. goods, in response to the latest round of tariffs on Canada. The outcome could resonate far beyond Canada, showing other governments whether a smaller U.S. ally can withstand Trump's economic pressure. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says U.S. demands could hollow out key Canadian industries and limit the country's independence, while Trump's threats to Canadian sovereignty have rallied the public behind him. And then, seventh, from The Guardian World, Tuesday briefing, what happens next after Germany's far-right breakthrough? In today's newsletter, the AfD's local election triumph has shocked Europe and raised questions about how to counter the rising far-right. Good morning. Across Germany and Europe more widely, there has been a palpable sense of shock and disbelief after the far-right alternative Für Deutschland AfD swept to a historic state election victory in the early hours of Monday. It was, according to France's European Affairs Minister, Benjamin Haddad, a very grave moment for Europe. Next, eighth, from NTVR News, King Charles Roman III clarifies status of Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan. King Charles Roman III has reiterated that Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan, remain non-working members of the royal family following their return to the United Kingdom. Image credit, Jonathan Brady / Pool PA. Up next, ninth, from Bloomberg Top, BYD eyes 2.5 million overseas sales as price war rages at home. And then, 10th, from Screen Rant, Marvel's Spider-Man, Venom tease has gamers seriously excited. Venom has really carved out his own space in the Marvel Universe, evolving from just a villain to a beloved anti-hero since the 90s. Fans have been captivated by his complex character, especially since his debut in the comic series Lethal Protector. This shift has led to a lot of excitement around his appearances in various media, including games. Recently, the buzz has intensified with the tease of Venom in the upcoming Marvel's Spider-Man game. Gamers are eager to see how the developers will portray him, especially given his layered backstory and moral ambiguity. The anticipation is palpable, as many are curious about how he'll interact with Spider-Man and other characters in the game. The excitement isn't just about Venom's presence, it's also about the potential for a deeper narrative that explores his character. Players are hoping for a storyline that captures his struggles and motivations, making him more than just a side character. With the game's track record for compelling storytelling, there's a lot of optimism that Venom will be given the depth he deserves. As the release date approaches, fans are buzzing with theories and speculation, eager to see how this iconic character will be integrated into the gameplay. It's a thrilling time for both Spider-Man fans and gamers as they look forward to experiencing this new chapter in the beloved franchise. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.